With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The National Hurricane Center reports the tropical storm Hector has formed well out at sea in the eastern Pacific. The center said Sunday there were no coastal watches or warnings in effect. Meanwhile, Hurricane Hone is passing just south of Hawaii. Phil Becker, who owns a coffee plantation in Pahala, Hawaii, says the hurricane brought nonstop rain, which began Saturday and has flooded the bridges around him.
We're trapped up here. We can't get in or out. So, and we saw on TV this morning that the main highway is closed. And, of course, that means no traffic. And we live on the emergency road or the Cane Hall Road, and it's flooded on both directions.
Also at SRNnews.com, wildfires in Brazil's southern Sao Paulo state have killed at least two people.
A crisis cabinet has been set up by the Sao Paulo state government to deal with wildfires that have put at least 36 Brazilian cities on high alert. Two people working at an industrial plant have died while trying to fight back flames, while smoke is disrupting traffic across highways. The fires, spurred on by a heat wave and drought, are being fanned by strong winds, according to authorities. At least 7,000 government workers and volunteers have been deployed to help with the effort. The fires are raging in the region just outside the city of Sao Paulo, one of Latin America's most populous cities with more than 11 million residents. I'm Nayan Kim.
A round of high-level talks in Cairo meant to bring about a ceasefire and hostage deal to at least temporarily end the 10-month Israel-Hamas war in Gaza has ended without a final agreement. But attacks and talks will continue at lower levels in the coming days. French broadcast media reports say the founder and CEO of the popular messaging service Telegram has been detained at a Paris airport. Pavel Durov is being held on an arrest warrant, alleging his platform has been used for money laundering and other offenses. This is SRN News. A new study tracks migration and religion. SRN's Michael Harrington.
The Pew Research Center reports that Jews are the most migratory of all people of faith. 20% of Jewish people live in countries other than the one they were born in, compared with 6% of Christians, 4% of Muslims, and 4% of Buddhists. And where are Jews going? The Pew study indicates that Jewish people are leaving Europe in large numbers and settling in the Middle East, primarily in Israel. They're also coming to North America. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Arkansas Supreme Court has upheld the state's rejection of signature petitions in favor of putting an abortion initiative on the November ballot. The ruling dashes the hopes of abortion advocates to have voters decide the issue in the predominantly Republican state. Petition organizers had submitted more than 100,000 signatures, but election officials said the group didn't comply because documentation for paid signature gatherers was not submitted correctly. This is SRN News. If you're in Brazil and someone tells you to go fly a kite, just say no.
For most people in the world, kite flying symbolizes lighthearted fun. But in Brazil, it can be very dangerous when it involves kite fighting. The objective is to slash a challenger's line, ripping the kite from the sky. That involves a razor-sharp line that has caused horrific accidents. Reports of people losing limbs or having their throat slit are very common in Brazil. A bill now moving through the Brazilian Congress would outlaw razor-sharp lines nationwide. Jason Walker reporting.
The jersey Babe Ruth during the 1932 World Series has sold at auction for over $24 million. Heritage Auctions said the New York Yankee Slugger's jersey went for $24.12 million early today after a bidding war in Dallas that lasted over 6 hours. More details at SRNnews.com.